Wikipedia.
Today is Thursday, April 10th, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Avicennia Henry. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, the podcast that brings knowledge to life, one article at a time. I'm your host, Alloy, here to guide you through fascinating topics at the intersection of history, culture, and society. Today, we dive into a curious corner of music history with an unexpectedly rich narrative, the story of Avicennia Henry. So, what exactly is Avicennia Henry? It sounds a bit mysterious, doesn't it? Well, it's actually a catchphrase that emerged from the early 20th century world of vaudeville, resonating through generations with its quirky charm and deeper cultural implications. To understand its origins, let's first step back into the era of vaudeville itself, which flourished from the late 1800s to the early 1930s. Vaudeville was a genre of variety entertainment that became immensely popular in the United States and Canada. Picture it. Theaters bustling with energy, offering a mix of comedy, music, dance, and special acts that captured the hearts and laughter of many. In this vibrant setting, performers like Burt Williams and George Walker, pioneers of African-American theater, were not just entertainers. They were cultural vanguards, breaking into mainstream performance, paving the way for future artists. Burt Williams, renowned as one of the most significant entertainers of his time, helped popularize many phrases, among them, Avicennia Henry. The phrase itself is a playful pun on the words I'll be seeing you and sounds phonetically similar to Abyssinia, a historical reference to what is now Ethiopia. But why Henry? And why did this phrase catch on so vividly? Here's the intriguing part. Henry was often used as a generic name in jokes or sketches at that time, much like how Joe or John Doe might be used today. So Avicennia Henry was a clever, comical way of saying goodbye. Now, take a moment. Can you think of any modern equivalents to this phrase? In our fast-paced digital world, how do we weave culture and humor into our everyday language? Do share your thoughts, perhaps with someone close to you, or reflect on it the next time you exchange a goodbye. As we explore this fascinating catchphrase, we're reminded of a significant contribution of African-American entertainers who shaped the vaudeville scene and beyond. This wasn't merely entertainment. Such acts helmed progress in social dialogue and racial equality within the arts. Reflect for a moment on how vital it is to acknowledge and give credit to those pioneering voices of the past. Have their efforts indeed set the stage for today's continual push towards diversity and representation in the arts? One might presume so, given the changing landscape of inclusion we see today. Let's weave in a personal story to amplify this point. Consider this. Imagine growing up in a family where every goodbye is marked with a traditional farewell that carries its own folklore and meaning. It might be in the tones of your grandmother's voice saying Abyssinia, with a wink, turning an ordinary send-off into a cherished ritual, much like how our phrase today echoes through time, passing from vaudeville stages to everyday vocabulary. As we conclude this episode, I leave you with a call to action. Delve into the words you use, the phrases you hear. What histories and cultures do they carry along? How can embracing this understanding shift our perspectives and conversations? Avicennia Henry might have started as a simple ado, but it encapsulates more than its four words: a history of entertainment, cultural evolution, and a timeless link between past and present. Until next time on Wikipedia, continue to explore, question, and share the layers of knowledge hidden in everyday life. If today's episode entertained or enlightened you, why not share the story of Avicennia Henry with someone else? Who knows what new conversations you might spark? Thank you for joining me. Goodbye, and perhaps most fittingly, Abyssinia, dear listeners.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Avicennia Henry. Thanks for listening. See you next time.